We come to you this morning with hearts of gratitude, with hearts of appreciation towards you. Lord, I thank you that you've protected us in these different weather situations. Lord, I thank you that you've kept us safe. I thank you that you're always there to hold us and to keep us in your powerful, loving arms. God, I pray this morning that you will open up our eyes, open up our ears, open up our hearts so that we can receive and we can look at things a little differently, God, so that we can see your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your love. I thank you this morning that you are exactly who you say you are, God. I thank you that you are good. I thank you that you are graceful and you're full of mercy every single day. Lord, we pray these things by faith in you, being so careful to give you the glory, you the praise, and you the honor forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Just to let everybody know, I do think you have to mute yourselves because I think Brother Kevin's not on here, just to kind of let you know. All right, the scripture this morning will come out of 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, start at verse 15, and then we'll read a few verses. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. What I want to talk about this morning that the Lord definitely laid on my heart, a few days ago, I was looking at a couple things, and I was telling y'all earlier that one of our air conditioners broke, and then the other air conditioner broke, and the guys that came and fixed it, man, they did a really, really good job. And immediately after they fixed it, you know, paid the bill or whatever, I began to get emails that, say, hey, will you give us a review? What was the customer service like? Well, the pricing, these different areas. And instantly when I got that email about a review, the Lord laid something on my heart, and he was showing me how that if we can review things in our lives, that's how that we can get through issues, we can be more than overcomers in Christ Jesus, we can feel more powerful, we can help others around us. Because when you look at the word review, re meaning to do it again and again, the word simply means to look at something over again, or to look at it again and again. And how many of us, I'm sure each one of our email inboxes are absolutely flooded with reviews. Review requests, reviews that people have done on different vacations, different hotels, whatever it may be. I feel like nowadays more than ever, reviews are king. Reviews are what we look at when we want to buy a new car, or we want to buy a new whatever, or we want to go on a trip. And I want you to think about this morning, why is it so important for you to look at reviews? Why? What holds weight there? Why does that persuade you and me? Why does that cause an impact in our lives? Because I know that we've been on vacation before, and thank God not many times, but it's definitely happened where I felt like it was extremely expensive. And, you know, I felt like I did the research, but the place that we stayed at was subpar, to say the least. The place that we stayed at was noisy. There was all sorts of problems there. And when I went back and look at it, I failed to look at the reviews. I failed to notice these people that had told the truth in these reviews. The reason I believe reviews are so important to businesses, myself included, is because it allows people to re-look at their experience they had with the company or they had with a particular product. It takes away the when you go on vacation, you're excited, you're, you know, full of emotions, and maybe you would overlook certain things that happen, but when you get home, you know, I don't love the trip coming home from vacation because it's like, not that home's bad, but, you know, when you're going down to vacation or over to vacation, it's exciting and you're looking forward to it. And, you know, the kids are excited and, you know, all these great emotions. But after everything said, a week later, when you get that email saying, hey, will you review your experience? It gives you a chance to sit down and take away some of the emotions and to give a true review, a true look back at how things went. Could things have went better? Could they have went worse? Whatever it may be. And people look at this, and these companies are making hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars based off people's reviews. I know from a company standpoint that you want to have good reviews because that'll throw you to the top of the list, the top of the Yelp or the Google review list, whatever it may be. And so people will see your name before your competitors. But this morning, I believe there's a spiritual review that we can do, and it's all through Scripture. I think it's important, the Bible says, to study to show ourselves approved. A workman should not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It doesn't mean that we can work our way into approval or we can work our way into the goodness of God. But it means that, listen, if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, then we should desire to hear from him. We should desire to be with him because these things benefit us a whole lot more than they benefit him. You see, when God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross, he did not do it for himself. He did not do it for his son. He did it for you and he did it for me. You see, this whole plan of God bringing us back to himself benefits you and me. God already knows who he is. God already knows that he's good. He already knows that he's omnipotent. He already knows that he's omnipresent. God knows that he is God. He was here from the beginning and he'll be here at the end. God chose you this morning. God chose you this morning, brother and sister, to be a part of his family, to be a peculiar people, a holy priesthood. And he did these things because he loves us, because his mercy is renewed every single day. And something that I believe you and me could do a better job of is reviewing what God has done for us. It's to go back and look at situations that we thought there was absolutely no way out of, and God came and rescued us. It's why I love the story of footprints in the sand that, you know, basically says, listen, in the hard times, there was only one set of footprints, meaning God carried you and me. I think it encourages us. I think as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we should talk about these things. I think we're supposed to encourage each other with one another's testimony. The reason that we're supposed to do these things is because when we go back and look at them, it forces us to take a lot of the emotion out of it and to look at the simple truth that it was God in his goodness, God in his mercy, God in his love that brought us out of that situation. And I would challenge us to say that we can look on yesterday and we can review it and see the goodness of God. You can look back on whatever happened yesterday because you and I were able to get back home. We might have got home with a flat tire. We might have got home with a speeding ticket. We might have got home arguing with the wife or the kids or the husband, whomever it may be, but we still got home. That is the goodness of God, because the Bible says that your and my righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15, I believe this is a situation that one of the men of God was telling another man to review the situation, to look at it again. And don't allow the enemy, brothers and sisters, to when you look back at something you did wrong, to cause you to feel condemned or cause you to feel less than or cause you to feel sorrowful. Look at the situation that I believe through the lens of God. Look at it as what God did. Because if you can look at what God did, the love and mercy and goodness of God, that is what the Bible says brings men to repentance. I've never seen somebody condemned into repenting, but I have seen and I have myself repented because I saw the goodness of God in the situation. 2 Kings chapter 6, we'll start here at verse 15. This is when Elijah and one of his servants, one of the men closest to him, they were in a city and they were absolutely surrounded by the enemy. 2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 15, here we go. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Let me break that down. What he was saying, "Hey, Elijah, we're about to die. Is there anything we can do?" He was saying, "Listen, Elijah, they're surrounded the city. We don't have a helicopter to get out of here. These men of war have horses. They have chariots. They're ready to kill us. They came from our life. So I'm coming to you saying, listen, what shall we do?" Verse 16, so he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Verse 17, And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. The Bible says, then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. What Elijah told the man that came to him in despair, he said, listen, don't be scared, don't be worried, but go look again. Brothers and sisters, I know that we're facing a lot of trials in our life. I know a lot of us are facing a lot of pain, whether it be sickness or family members are going through. A lot of us are experiencing loss of loved ones. But I promise you one thing this morning, if we can take the stance of this young servant of Elijah and be willing to go back and look at the situation again, I promise God will give us a different review. God will allow us to relook at the situation, and he'll give us hope when there was despair. He'll give us peace when there was chaos. He'll give us love when there was pain. But the very most important thing that I want to pull out of the scripture this morning is we have to be willing to look at it again. If you're not willing to go look at the situation again, if the young servant was not willing to go out and look at the mountains again, if he wasn't willing to go out and say, listen, I know I'm hopeless right now. I know I'm scared right now. I know I'm worried right now. I know I fear literally for my life, but let me go out and look again. You see, I believe that the young man, the young servant was willing to be, for his eyes to be opened by the Lord. So my question is this morning, are you willing? Am I willing to allow the Lord to open my eyes? Am I willing to allow the Lord to show me how I was wrong in that situation? And my sister was right, or my wife was right, or my boss was right, or whatever it may be. Am I willing to look at it again? Am I willing to review, look at it from a different vantage point? Am I willing to go back and say, listen, I'm scared and I'm hurt. I'm worried. I'm full of pain. I feel sickness. My family's not treating me right, or I'm not treating my family right. Whatever it may be, are you willing to go back and look at it? Because I promise you this morning, this afternoon, whenever you hear this message, that God will allow you to review it, to look at it from a different viewpoint. If you are willing. You see, well, the goodness of God doesn't cause us to, he won't make us do certain things. Now, absolutely, God in his sovereignty can really point us down a path. And yes, he can make things miserable until we choose that path. But God in his goodness is desiring for you and me this morning to say, God, you change my heart. God, I'm willing to look at it from a different viewpoint. God, I'm willing to forgive, or God, I'm willing to be forgiven if you'll be the one that opens my eyes. I promise you this morning that God has got Elishas in your life. God has got men and women in your life that will cause you to see things differently, that will have hope when everybody else is hopeless. And sometimes that's got to be you. We've got to stop going with the crowd and throwing up our hands and giving up when all hell's breaking loose around us. When our kids aren't doing the things that we need them to do, how about you be like Elisha and you say, God, I pray that you'll open the eyes of my wife or my husband or my kids or my whomever it may be. Because what I love about Elisha is that Elisha wasn't worried and say, oh man, I don't know what we're going to do. He merely said, Lord, I pray that you open the eyes of this man. You see, Elisha understood that it was God and God alone that could bring the revelation. He could bring the review. Elisha knew he didn't have the power to make the man see something that he'd never seen before. How many of us, myself probably more than anybody, gets frustrated when we've tried to tell somebody what to do or give somebody good advice and they continue not to take it? They continue to just, do you know people in your life, I had it happen to me yesterday, that just ask questions and you give them the same answer. And I had a lady tell me yesterday, that's exactly what the doctor told me to do. That's exactly what this other doctor told me to do. And I'm like, listen, that's good advice. That's exactly what I'm telling you to do. Yeah, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. I've been in that place in my life that I'll talk to people and I'll talk to my friends or my family and they'll give me advice or they'll give me their viewpoint of whatever it may be and they don't agree with me and I'll keep asking until I can find that one person that will wallow with me or that will agree with me in my pain. They'll feel sorry for me or I'll feel sorry for them and we'll sit there in a mess not realizing that God and God alone is the one that can open our eyes, that can allow us to see things from a different view. This morning, as I was getting out of the shower, Alex, she listens to her praise and worship music in the morning until I come in there a lot of mornings and share something with her that the Lord has shown me or talking to me about. And I sit there and I cry in front of her for several minutes, a lot of days. And I'll tell her what I believe the Lord is saying. And I'll believe that God told me or, you know, some mighty thing or awesome thing that I heard. And one thing I love about my wife more than anything is while I'm sharing with her, she absolutely never interrupts me. She'll let me sit there for 20, 30, 40 seconds and weep before the Lord or whatever it may be because she's waiting to view it in the same way that I am. She's willing to have her eyes opened the way that God opened my eyes in that situation. And my prayer is that I can have my eyes opened to a lot of the things that God shows her. A lot of the things that God shows you. But as she was doing her worship and praise music, one of the songs was, You Are the Same God. You were a healer then, you're a healer now. You were a savior then, you're a savior now. Why is that song so important? I believe that song is so important and so powerful. And I began to weep as I heard it. And I said, Alex, you're going to have to turn that song off. It's going to make me change my message this morning. And what I didn't realize was it was the point of my message this morning. Is saying, listen, God, you healed us then. You healed your people back then. You're a healer now. You were a deliverer then. You're a deliverer now. You brought your children of Israel out of this desert, out of this slavery, and you brought them into the promised land. And what it showed me this morning, it allowed me to review what was going on in my life. That same God that did it for them is absolutely the same God that did it for me. And this morning, brothers and sisters, I want to prophesy and tell you that that is the very same God that's going to bring you out this morning. It is the very same God that's going to forgive your children. It is the very same God that's going to encourage you and bring you into the forefront. He is the same God back then as he is now. And you and me have to be willing to be like the servant of Elisha and say, God, you open up my eyes. God, you show me something I've never seen before. It's okay that maybe we don't understand it or it goes against every tradition that we thought we understood. But God, your way is the best way. God, you challenge us. God, you show us something in a lot that we've never seen before. Not because we want to be right, but we want to be with you, God. One of the greatest times in my life that God speaks to me is when I stop trying to be right all the time. It's when I stop trying to have it my way and say, God, if you'll do this and if you'll do this, then these pieces of the puzzle will fit together perfectly. No, it's when I say, God, your view is the view that I want to have. God, that person on the side of the street, they frustrate me because they're there every single day making God knows how much money. But God, how do you see that person? God, this person's got a raise and I didn't get a raise. God, this person looks like they're doing better than I am. God, you show me the view that you're looking at them. Because I want to encourage you in closing this morning to know the view that God looks at you and me is through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are a peculiar people. We are saints. We are strong. We are a royal priesthood. We are blessed above and not beneath. You and me need to look at things in our life from the advantage point, from the viewpoint. We need to look at it like we are ambassadors of God. We are strong and we are blessed. We are powerful. We got to stop letting the enemy beat our heads in because we don't realize who we are in God. Brothers and sisters, this morning, this afternoon, you are strong in God. The same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is absolutely the same spirit that works in you and me. How much more power could we ask for? But some of us, myself included, sometimes aren't willing to allow God to do what God wants to do. So this morning I challenge you. It's okay to be scared. God didn't beat down this servant for running to Elisha saying, "Listen, we're surrounded." God didn't beat down this servant. Elisha didn't ridicule this servant for saying, "Alas, master, what shall we do? I'm scared." It's okay to be scared before the Lord. I encourage you, if you're going to be scared before the Lord. If you're going to feel worried, be worried before the Lord. If you're going to be beat down or whatever it may be, just get to God and allow God to lift you up. Allow God to be the good Father. Allow God to be the healer. Allow God to be the rescuer. Because that's what this whole thing is about. It's about us seeing God like, or it's about us seeing ourselves like God already sees us. I believe when we get to heaven, he'll be like, "Brother Alan, you didn't have to worry about that. You're my son. I love you. I'm going to take care of you." I believe he'll say, "Alan, you didn't have to go through that pain because I'm a good father. I would have protected you from that. You didn't have to worry about it. Look how many nights you didn't sleep. You didn't have to worry. You didn't have to doubt. You didn't have to question." When the servant of Elisha went to him and said, "Listen, master, what shall we do?" I love how Elisha responded. And he said, "God, open up his eyes so he can see what I see." My prayer this morning is that God would open up our eyes so that we can see what the one and only master sees. You see, sometimes in our relationship with the Lord, when you read the scripture, we always think that the armies of the Lord were always on attack. But sometimes the armies of the Lord would withdraw. Sometimes they would back up again. And when I look at the word review, the word re meaning again and again, it can also mean to back up or to withdraw. You see, sometimes us not speaking on a situation, or sometimes us not attacking, or sometimes us not giving up on a situation, or us saying, "God, you do it your way," is not a sign of weakness. Sometimes we have to withdraw so that we can attack. Many times in the scripture, God would tell the people, "Listen, you run backwards and these other people are going to come around the back end. And when that happens, then both of you attack. Make the people think that you're withdrawing, but all you're doing is looking at it different because you're with me." Brothers and sisters, my prayer is that we look at it different. The greatest review that you and I could ever give, could ever do, is saying, "Listen, brother, listen, sister, listen, wife, listen, husband, listen, kids. When I couldn't do it myself, it was the goodness of God that brought me through." It may be to tell that coworker, "I don't understand how I made it this far, but it was the Savior of the world that brought me through." I ask you this morning, I challenge us this morning for the situations in our life that we don't have peace with, that we have turmoil in, is to review it. Look at it again and look at it again and look at it again. You see, that day I got out of prison means as much to me right now as it did the day I got out of prison. The day that I had guns in my head because I was getting robbed and God saw fit to save my life means absolutely the same thing to me now as it did 18 years ago. Don't allow the enemy to tell you that what God did for you back then, that God won't do for you now. Because I challenge you, if you'll look at it again and look at it again and look at it again and look at it again, that you will draw strength from what God brought you out of. Let's pray. I thank you this morning, God. I thank you for my brothers and sisters, that God, we accept that challenge. We accept the challenge to look at it different. And God, when I look... Oh man, when I look at you, God, and I see what you did yesterday and all the days past and even this morning, and God, just all the time, you are good. And God, the song says you're the same God. And Lord, I believe the reason that prayer is so powerful is because not that it reminds you that you're the same, it's because it reminds us that you're the same. It reminds us that you're not a respecter of men. What you do for one, you'll do for another. It reminds us that the same God that delivered this person will deliver me, that healed this person will heal me. God, you are exactly,
Oh God, you're exactly who you say you are. And we worship you and we adore you. And God, I pray that you will challenge our traditions. I pray that you will open up our eyes so that we can see things like we've never seen before. God, I pray that you'll give us encounters with angels and dreams and visions and things that we never thought possible or things we only thought were for people back in the Bible days. And God, we say yes. We say yes to your goodness, yes to your forgiveness, and yes to your mercy. By faith, we believe these things. We say them done. We pray them in Jesus' name. Amen.